Good afternoon, everybody. I do trust you are all well and coping as much as possible as you possibly can with the present situation. By now, of course, in normal circumstances, on the last Thursday lunch gathering before the Christmas break, we would have enjoyed another delightful lunch together. We would have pulled our crackers and Keith would have asked for the best cracker from each table to be read out. We would have probably skipped the little funny from old Wilco because we had more important things to get down to in going and joining with the little ones as they came in and we sang carols together. Such is nostalgia for you. So I'm afraid, as far as I'm concerned, it's only me today. But we've got some cracker jokes, I hope, for you. For a little bit of amusement, so let's give it a run. Why didn't Mary and Joseph make it to Bethlehem? All Virgin flights were cancelled. Did you hear that production was down at Santa's workshop? Many of his workers have had to elf-isolate. Why can't Boris Johnson make his Christmas cake until the last minute? He doesn't know how many tiers it should have. Which Christmas film was 30 years ahead of its time? Home Alone. Why couldn't Mary and Joseph join their work conference call? Because there was no Zoom at the inn. How do you play Dominic Cummings' Monopoly? Ignore the rules, move anywhere on the board you like, and never go to jail. How is the pandemic like my stomach after Christmas? It will take ages to flatten the curve. How can you get out of talking to your boss at this year's staff Christmas party? Put him on mute. And finally, folks, why did Mary and Joseph have to travel to Bethlehem? Because they couldn't book a home delivery. Well, yep, that was corny as ever, but I trust it didn't bring a laugh. It might have brought a smile. And so just in concluding, before the Christmas break and before the year concludes, I wish you all a very happy Christmas, a good new year, and the Lord's blessing upon each and every one. I trust things go as well as they possibly can for each and every one of you. And say it again, look forward to seeing you whenever that becomes possible. Bye for now.